Hi, Matt.
Hey.
We can get started here with Matthew Kawahara.
Matt, did it seem like there were some opportunities, especially in the early innings, to maybe get some McCullers a little bit more? Obviously, he was like a little shaky with the command, and you guys had some base runners there in the early innings.
Yeah, looked like he was struggling to find it a little bit to start, and we got some guys on, and you know, he found his way out of it. He's got good stuff, and you know, after that, after those first couple innings, he was definitely a lot better with his command. But yeah, you know, even when the guy's a little wild, you know, his stuff's so good that it still plays, and you know, we just didn't capitalize on a couple opportunities.
Shayna Rubin.
Hey, Matt, how are you feeling about your at-bats in particular, and what do you think needs to happen for you guys as a collective to get going?
You know, we'll be fine. You know, like we said, just a couple bigger situations. You know, we haven't necessarily had the big hit, and, you know, it's fine. It's game three. We got 159 more, so you know, baseball happens sometimes. Yeah, you know, I don't think we're hitting the panic button over here. We just you know, need a couple knocks, some balls to find some holes, and you know, get some runs across.
Simone McCarthy.
Last year you guys had a lot of walk-offs early on, and it seemed like you guys never gave up all season. And basically, do you guys still feel like you can come back late in games early on right now? Do you guys still have that same mindset and attitude?
Yeah. Yeah, that stuff like that never leaves you. I mean, you know, we're professionals. It's not like we're giving up at any point. So everybody's out there grinding their at-bats, and we're going to do what we can to score as many runs as possible.
Matt Kawahara.
I'm curious just what you felt about hitting in the second spot. This is something you haven't done for a while. Was that any different at all for you?
No, not really. Still get that at bat in the first inning like it was in three hole. And, you know, I'm not too particular about where I am. So whatever we need to do, I'm comfortable with.
Steve Berman.
Sorry, just real quick. The play that Andrews made to his backhand in the hole there, did you think off the bat that he had a shot there?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it was Maldonado. He hit the ball pretty hard. You know, Elvis laid out, was in the grass, and popped up and made a great throw. Nothing new that we've never seen from Elvis, but awesome play. And, you know, he was fired up. Fans were fired up.
Steve Berman.
Hey, Matt, you said that you guys aren't panicking. You got 159 of these things left. You're not going to get too down after, you know, the first three games. But just seeing as it is the Astros and the way that the postseason series against them went last year, how much motivation is there going to be going into tomorrow? And is it a little bit more frustrating just seeing as it's against this team?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't want to start 0-3 by any means, especially against a good division rival. And, you know, they've come out swinging the bat well and throwing well. You know, they've beat us these last 3 days. And, yeah, you said it. We're going to come out tomorrow, try to get a win. Definitely don't want to be swept in four-game series, and hopefully pick up a little momentum tomorrow.
Take a final question from Sean Watkins.
Hey, Matt, you guys start the season against the Astros, Dodgers, and then you see the Astros again. Can you kind of talk about how that will be for the club and how it will be for you guys starting the season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Astros are a good team. Dodgers, World Series team with a lot of the same dudes. So, you know, it's always good to face competition and see what you're up against. And you know, we want to be playing the best dudes and seeing how we're stacking up. And you know, not the best start for us, but we can compete with these guys. And you know, we will.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks.